New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, on his way back to the Capitol from Utica, stopped by the crash scene and spoke to reporters about the wreck.
It's amazing how the trains get tossed around. It almost looks like a toy train system. And it's also amazing that no one got hurt. I mean, when you look at the locomotives up at the head and how they're twisted and where they wound up and the level of impact.
The tracks run right through downtown in the small town of Fonda. The derailment happened not far from the business district. 45 cars and 4 locomotives off the tracks along Route 5. Cuomo said there's no way to tell how the wreck will impact commerce.
It will be a several days delay. They're working as hard as they can, and we'll have a better estimate as the time goes on. I don't think there's going to be any significant delay to the overall commerce, but there's going to be a disruption because this is one of the main lines. There's no doubt about that. There'll be a disruption in service. There'll be a disruption in passenger service because Amtrak also uses these lines. So people will feel it, but a couple of 3 days we can handle.
As for passenger service, Amtrak spokesman Cliff Cole says that except for trains between Albany and Niagara Falls, the rail service is getting people to their destinations.
We have buses secured for today, Friday. And already looking into tomorrow in case we would happen to need that again. Basically what it is our Empire service west of Albany. We have no train service west of that location, but we are providing alternate transportation for people with the exception of trains 280 and 283. Lakeshore Limited folks who go from Chicago to New York will also get alternate bus transportation between Buffalo and Albany. So other than that, we're running normal operations, as I said, between Albany and New York City, and we're hopeful, like the rest of us, that we can get this cleaned up as soon as we can.
Bruce Becker is president of the Empire State Passengers Association.
Unfortunate accidents do happen. However, we certainly feel that rail transport provided by Amtrak in New York State is one of the safest modes of travel. And we certainly know that CXX, as the host railroad for Amtrak trains across upstate New York, goes out of their way to provide a safe environment for the mixed use of freight and passenger trains together on their main line.
CSX did not respond to a request for comment. Amtrak promises to provide the traveling public with service updates as needed. Governor Cuomo says the state will monitor cleanup operations.
We had State DEC has been out. They've surveyed the entire situation to make sure there's no environmental threat. There was some leakage of diesel fuel from the locomotives, but that can be contained, and that's not serious. The state police will be here. We'll continue to monitor to make sure there's anything they can do to help. But this is now just basically a private sector operation where they'll be restoring the track.
According to media accounts, Montgomery County Sheriff Michael Amato said a switch on the tracks may be to blame for the derailment. Governor Cuomo says it is best to wait for investigators to file their reports instead of listening to theories. The sheriff's office said neither Amato nor anyone else would be available for further comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.